We are on that Tavik Gimel Omed Aleph, two lines from the bottom of the Omed. We had in the Mishnah V'chein Shloisha Shehitilu Lekis Pichsu Ayhesiru Kachin Chilkim. So Rashi said Pshat in the Mishnah Shehitilu Lekis Mois Liknois Schoire Lischar. They put in money to purchase chayre for revach, for profit, kachin chelkim. So the chaluke is according to the amount of money that was invested. Kol echod ve'echod neitel bischar ubehefsid lefimoi. So according to the amount of money that he invested. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Now we're going to have a whole sugya on this inyan. Omar Shmuel, Shnayim Sheitilu Lekis. Two people invested Lekis, that means they both put the money in a pot. Zemone Vizemosayim Haschala Emtsa. So the profits are divided equally. Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, Mistavro Milsei de Shmuel. Mistavro, that's what Shmuel had said, that we divide the profits equally. Bishoir lacharishe v'oimed lacharishe. Avol bishoir lacharishe v'oimed letfiche, zen noitel lefimo oisov, v'zen noitel lefimo oisov. Now let us see Rashi. Sheir lacharisha, shelokru behem sheir. These two shutfim purchased a sheir, lachrish, to plow. V'chershin boy, and they plow with it. Vein chelkoi shel ze moyil beloi chelkoi shel ze klum. That means, let us say, for practical purposes, to purchase a sheir, the cheapest share you can get is 300 zuz. So memele, without the 100 zuz of the second shutev, there would never be a share lacharisha. Bein chelke shel ze moyo, beloy chelke shel ze klum. That means without me nothing would have been. Hilkach chilkin bishovet. So therefore, they divide equally. Avol sheir lacharisha. But if they purchased a sheir lacharisha, v'ishbiach bebosso, and then it became fatter, v'shochatuhu, and they shechted it. They decided that it's worth more as meat than as using it for an ox to plow, is then, the Nen Rabbe said, Zenoito lefimo isof, shrei mischalek leivoro, because then the chaluke of the sheir is according to the avorim of the sheir. So if one gave more money, he's entitled to, one owns two-thirds of the gufasher, and one possesses one-third of the gufasher. So when we're mechalik the ivorim, so then we go boso moisov. But when we're speaking about the profits that they derived from the share they purchased, since the profits could not come about without the chelik of each one, so we say that the profits came equally, the profits are divided equally, because without the ishtatvis of the balamone, the profits would never would have occurred. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi is moidem And you go Bosom Moisov, Bishoy Lacharisha Va'oimed Letvicha, and later it ended up by Shechting. What's this Nekuda of Shoy Lacharisha? Revusashmini wants to tell us a Chiddush. The Aval Gav de Meikore Adaita de Lemiflig Bishovin Noches Lishutvis. When the Shoyer was first purchased, there was no intentions that they should use the Shoyer as a source of meat. The sole purpose of the Shutvis was to use it as a Shoyer Lacharisha, to plow with it. And therefore, there was a mutual understanding that the profits will be divided equally. Is hashte the shavach bebosa ushchatu pumischalek leivor vital ish lefimoiso. So he's telling us a revuse, a chiddush, that even though the tchilis hashutvis was adaita she yischalku b'shove, so I don't say that this is already a guideline for however the shutvis will end up, but that's the oifen chalukas hashutvis, that it's shove b'shove. Now I say that this mutual agreement was only if the shutvis is negeya the revochim that deriving from the shayim. Then I say, adaita dahoche iskimu, that it should be an equal division. But if it ends up with a chalukas haboso, so then you go boso moisov. That is how Rabbi explained Shmuel. There's a machloikis harishonim. What will the halacha be according to Rabbi if they decided to shecht the shoyer and then later someone wanted to buy the shoyer, the tzairich boso? How will the profits be divided? They did not end up with the gufa sheir. Lamaisa, they're ending up with profits. So the Ran is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi would hold in such a case, that you'll also say they divide bishove. Because Rashi says, Zenoito lefimo oisov, sherei mischalek le'evorov. Because Rashi's saying, because we're dividing the evorim, we're dividing the keren. In the division of the keren, there never was a mutual agreement that it should be a chalukah b'shove. That's how the Ran is medayik from Rashi. The Rosh by us says Klor Nitazoi. The Rosh says, Omar Rabbi Mestavr Milse de Shmug Shlok Rosher Lacharish Vaimed Lacharish. Avalok Rosher Lacharish Vaimed Letviche, Peirish Nimlachu Olov Lamide Letviche, Lachloik Beivorim, ואחר כך נזדמן להם שמחו חי. That's kufa pshat, not lemaise, that they lemaise shechted it. Later they found a koine. Zen neutel fi moisev, zen neutel fi moisev. Hoyel ve ilu tov chuho, if they would have shechted it. Ve cholku eivorov. So who had in if they sell it? So here we are, machloikis harishonim, if there was a decision to eat the shayach, how will, if, and then later they decided to sell it, if the Rosh holds that the Dmei HaMekach, the profits they derive, will be Nishalik Lefi Moiseim, each one will get the amount they invested. And the Ran says Rashi holds not like that. The whole, the only, that's called Revochem. Rav Amnuna Omar, and Rav Amnuna said, Afilu Sheil Acharishe Vo'oimed Letviche, Afilu was purchased Lacharishe Vo'oimed Letviche, Haschale Emza. Now there's a machlokes of Rishonim, what is Pshat in Rav Amnuna? Rav Amnuna is Chaylik and Rabbe. The Ritva brings down, it would seem this is Shitas Rashi, Shitas Tosfos, that Rashi before had mentioned the Svore, that Shoyer Lecharishe Va'oimed Letviche, that when the Tchilis Ashutvis was the purchasing of Shoyer Lecharishe, so the Shutvis was a daite that there should be an equal division. Shoyer Lecharishe is an equal division. So there'd be a svara to say, a little later, the usage of the shir changes, but the shutvis was made a dait in the hoch, and there should be an equal division, whatever it is. Since the tchilis ha-shimush was a shimush which was mechayiv, an equal division, so whatever happens later, that oifen ha-chaluka remains. There would be such a svar. Rabba holds it doesn't remain. It changes. And Rav Amnuna holds that it doesn't change. So if it was a shor lacharishe, va'oimed letviche, so then it's also chilkim b'shelva. But according to Rav Amnuna, if it will be shor letviche, va'oimed letviche, so then zicha you go basa ma'isov. That is how Rashi learned. And this, there are Rishonim which are Chaylik on Rashi, but in order to appreciate why they're Chaylik, let's first learn the Gemara further. Meisvei, the Gemara asks Akasha. So here we have Machlokes, Rabbe and Rav Hamnuna. Shnayim sheitilu likis, zemone vizemosayim. We learned a beraisa. Two people invested, zemone vizemosayim, haschale emtsa. So we divide up the profits, equally. Maila, bishela charisha, vo'oimed letviche. Utiyuvta derabe. Why the Gemara wanted to say it's only speaking about Sher Lachish Avoymed Letviche, we'll see in Taisvis. But the Gemara held that that's Pshat. So the Gemara says, Loi. No. B'Sher Lacharish Avoymed Lacharish. That what it says, Chilkin Be'emtha is a Sher Lacharish Avoymed Lacharish. Avo. Sher Lacharish Avoymed Letviche. So the Gemara says, "No, Avos Shoyel Acharish Vaymed Letviche." Mai, so according to you, there are Noit Lefim Oisa, but there are Noit Lefim Oisa. But the Gemara says, "Eva Kashen you." Adetoni Seife, Lokach Zeb Shaloi, VZeb Shaloi. The Seife says as follows: there were two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven bought for 200 zuz, let's say, two shvarim for Charisha. He bought two shvarim for Charisha, 200 zuz, 100 zuz apiece. Shimon bought two shvarim for Charisha at 100 zuz for two for 100. Now, you have to understand, so pshat is that Shimon bought an inferior quality of a shir, and Reuven bought a superior quality of a shir. Fine. v'nis'arvu, and then they decided to become shutfim. We're going to go into the Harisha business. Four shvorim, we're going to rent out the shvorim. Four shvorim are going to plow fields. Zen noitel lefimo oisov, v'zen noitel lefimo oisov. So pshat is, and the Shita Mekabetza says, shezeh lokach shel shareish, v'zeh shalkuf, v'ilvum b'yachad lachash, kiven shekalnoi shelzeh muvdol tomid mekalnoi shelzeh. That means in this, these four shvorim which are chayresh, you can see there's two strong shvorim and there's two weak shvorim. So mamela, it's nicker that the charisha, the quality of the charisha is, you see, that this one is making a batlonish job, this one is making a better job. So mamela, the revochim that are being paid are accordingly to what is being done. So the Baraisa says, when is there a case that you have two shutvim by Charisha, it's night, when is there a case that by two shutvim you go boso mo'oisov, if the keren is nika? That means, you see, these are hishvorim. So we see klo, what each one is doing, there you go, lefi mo'oisov. That means that your two shvorim are chayrish a whole field in a day, my two shvorim are chayrish half a field in a day, so we were chayrish a field and a half, so then I get the rebbe from a half a field, you get rebbe for the whole field. Davke, in such a case, b'meh dvorim amurim b'shelach ishvayim, yeah. Not much to cash. Med v'shelach ishvayim l'chish, just one second. Mais and oitel fi mais with every mais of other tony safe. The safe said, look, as zebi shaloi v'zebi shaloi. If each one purchased shvorim, v'nisalvu, and then they decided to become nishtatev. In this case, zen oitel fi mais of zen oitel fi mais of. So why do you have to go to such a case where the keren is niker, then it's noitel lefi moisov. According to you, Rabbi, Philip, the keren is not niker. They both invested in one share. It was a share lacharisha v'aymed letvicha. You also go lefi moisov. So why did the Tana have to be Messiahim? Davke such a case. Live like v'lisne be the day. You say we're talking about the reisha that says chelkim b'shava speaking matshay lecharisha va'oimed lecharisha. So say b'med v'morim v'oimed lecharisha avol oimed letviche l'hoichem v'moisa v'lisne b'didei b'med v'amorim b'shay lecharisha va'oimed lecharisha avol b'shay lecharisha va'oimed letviche Zenaitel fimoisov, zenaitel fimoisov. So who? It's a kasha an rabbe. It's a kasha an rabbe. Kyufte de rabbe. Now, kan shoyel aben. L'chayre, we could ask a kasha an rav amnune also. Because, according to Rav Amnune, we just said before, according to Rashi, that Rav Amnune held, Shoyl lacharisha v'oimed letviche, is chelkem bishove, because the tchilas hashutfis was achaluke bishove, so that remains our guideline the whole time. But Shoyl letviche v'oimed letviche, so Rav Amnuna also holds that lefi mo'isov. Why did the Gemara only ask on Rabbe? This kasha is a kasha. The whole kasha is based on the Sefer. Because when the Baraisa wanted to find a case of hoilchen lefi mo'isov, it was only when the Keren is nikah. According to Rav Amnuna, you have a case that you hold the mice of all the keren is not nika, shel letvicha, ba'imid letvicha. This is one kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. And the Mechiach, because of this kasha, we'll say the lomdus later, but the Mechiach mitzvich this kasha that according to Rav Amnuna, filo shel letvicha, ba'imid letvicha, it's also chelkim b'shove. And that what he said, Shailach Rishav Aymed Litvicha, because he was the Sikhid, the Loshin, the Rabbi Nokav. Rabbi said, Shailach Rishav Aymed Litvicha. If he might have said, no, Shailach Rishav Aymed Litvicha. It's Chilkin Bishav, but who had in Shailach Rishav Aymed Litvicha? Now let us see Rashi. Lokach Zebi Shaloi. Shvorim b'riyim b'masayim. With his money, he bought gesunte shvorim. V'zeh b'sheloi shvorim kechushim b'mone. Zeh noita l'fi ma'oisav, d'sher kocha sh'en avidos edayma l'shel bori, liflik b'didei. Av k'sheitilu l'kis mois v'lokhu behema achas, they bought one behema. The keren is nadnik, is also yachloiku. Belayme zenayt of him oisav, zenayt of him oisav. So the Gemara answers, "Hachina mikoma." That's good. Pshat the Braise. Bemed v'amamurim b'shelachisha b'aymed lacharisha, avo b'shelachisha b'aymed letvicha. Nasik mishalokach ze b'shaloi v'nisalvu zenayt of him oisav, zenayt of him oisav. Ain't a chanami. That's like a pshat in the Bereis. Tonight, we had learned in our Mishnah, V'chein shloisha shi'tilu l'kis. We have three people invested in a kis. Pichsu ayheisiru, if it became worthless, or there were revochim. Kachin chilkin. So you make a chalukah according to the amount of money that was invested in the kis. My love, pichsu, pichsu mamish. Eisiru, eisiru mamish. That it means that we'll see what the teretz is, but let's say eisiru, eisiru mamish, it means that it was revochim. And they divide the revochim according to the mois. So how, let us just think out loud. So this is Akash and Rav Amnune. This is Akash and Rav Amnune. Fakert, according to Rabbi, this is very good. This is, Sher Lacharishe, Boimid Letviche. So Mamele, it's Lefima Yisayim. But according to Rav Amnune, that's a Sherlach Harisha, Vo'imed Letviches, or Chelkin B'Shove. So that's the Kashi from the Mishnah. That's how you learn Poshib Shat. So the Rishonim ask on Rashi, so what's the Kashi of Rav Amnune? If we say that Rav Amnune is only speaking about Sherlach Harisha, Vo'imed Letviches, so let's say, this is speaking about Sher Letvicha, Vaymed Letvicha. What's the problem? That is another kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. And again, so they prove from that according to Rav Amnuna, Afilu Sher Letvicha, Vaymed Letvicha is also Chelkin B'Shod. Al Kopone, but this is the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barabura, Loi, Heisiru, it's not pshat, Omar Rabba Barabuna, Loi Heisiru, Zuzi, Heisiru means Zuzi Chadeti, not the way you learned Heisiru Mamish, Loi, it's not like that. Heisiru means Zuzi Chadeti, Pirsu, Astire, the Tsunise. Istere, the Tsunise. Let us see Rashi. Pirsu, pirsu mamish. Uktoni, kachim chilkim, lefi hamois. Utiyuvte Lishmul. Now, this is a very interesting Rashi. And, Mfakert, with this, Rashi wanted to for himself. Now, Utiyuvte Lishmul, the Ritva explains this Rashi as follows. Now, Lachayre, we don't know of a three-way machlokes. We know that Shmuel said chilkin b'shavet. And now we have a machlokes, Rabbe and Rav Hamnune, mistavre milse de Shmuel, that's a Rabbe sheir lacharishe, by milachishe. And Rav Hamnune says, mistavre milse de Shmuel, sheir lacharishe, by milatviche. But there's no Shmuel. There's two pshotim in Shmuel. Rashi learned shot, no. There's three days over here. Shmuel. When Shmuel said chilkin b'shove, in Shmuel did not differentiate if it's speaking about such a case, such a case, such a case. Shmuel holds, in all cases, chilkin b'shove. Shoel letviche, v'oimed letviche, it's also chilkin b'shove. Rabin Rav Hamnuna achilik on Shmuel. And Rabbi says, that what Shmuel said, Chilkim, Mistavre, it makes sense. By Sher Lacharisha, by Melacharisha. Rabbi Amnuna said, Shmuel makes sense. By Sher Lacharisha, by Melatviche. So, they're all, Amor de Kipshat Rashi learned. Oh, but Shmuel didn't differentiate. Shmuel's in all cases. So, Mamela, with this word, Rashi for Emphad the Kasha of the Rishonim. We just mentioned the Rishonim ask a kasha. What's the kasha in Rav Hamnuna? Here it says Chilkin v'Meisem. Let us say this is speaking about Sheir L'Tvicha v'Imed L'Tvicha. Then Rav Hamnuna also holds 100%. And Rav Hamnuna is no kasha. The kasha is on Shmuel because Shmuel says on all cases Chilkin b'Shavet. That's pshatin. One word of Rashi. Tiyuvta the Shmuel. So Rashi took care of the Rishonim's kashas over here. So the Gemara answered, no, not the way you learned Tesiro Mamish, Pirso Mamish, no, Zuzi Chadeti. So as follows, Shematilim Zuzim Yeshonim, when they put into the kiss money, they put in old matbeis, and the old matbeis weren't too choshev. V'nosu behem, and they did business with these old matbeis, ad shenasu chadoshim. That the matbeis, now they ended up with change and thus profits, there was no profits. But they ended up al koponim, mit ale the asokim, that they ended up with newer coins. And the maila of newer coins are the more yaitze baitzo. In fact, lemaisa, that's also a revach. Because a new coin is better than an old coin. It's yaitze baitzo. V'yaitzim heim baitzo. Hilkach. Chilkim lefi yamois. That means like this. They had started off the shutfis. One gave 300 zuz, one 200 zuz, one 100 zuz. That's the three shutfim. Now we have the same thing of 600 zuz. But all the 600 zuz are now a better quality of zuzim. That's what they accomplished from the whole maso matan. So here Rashi says, Hilka chilkim lefiya mois, the chol chad madi yoiv shokel. What did we end up with? After 20 years of business, we ended up with shiny coins. That's it. We have 600 shiny coins, newer coins, which are moye tzimetzo. So therefore, the chol chad mai de yoim shokel, whatever he gave in the kiss, that's what he takes back. Avoli meisiru yoiser alechash, but there's any revochim? Aschal emsa. That's how Shmuel learned shot in our Mishnah. Is the reditzenise, and here it's talking, pirsu means as follows, shenivsu lo hamadveye. Here we have the 600 zuz, and boing, the melech passled the matbeyah. So all the 600 zuz is possible. It's not yoitze baitzo. Then yoitze baitzo, So what is it worth now? Now it's worth for a pharmacist or a podiatrist. They use these coins, even though it's not Yoytze Beitzo. Umi sheyesh loy make bepises ragloy mitachas, koy shemehem shom, that male, so he ties it underneath, the mauyole chaludeditu, the chemical contents of a coin, vitzuroso ditu, and the tzure, kedemrinim imsecher shabish yoitzim besela shalatzinis, meforish maitzinis basara, al koponim, so these coins are now oimed to be used for not Yaitse Beitzah. So al koponim. Again, the chaluk is in the coins they had invested. So the mele there, there's no pasteitza. You're dividing up the coins they invested, so that's ichel fime same. The kivin the yeshne ben noitel kolachet kechazman shehitel. Aval im pichsu meye oichamishim zuz. But what is the din if pichsu meye oichamishim zuz? Zemafsid machzo, bezemachze, shaschar vahefsid leemza. But if there was revochim, and later, or pichso, ayesiru, so then everything, the division is leemza. Let us see Taisves. Now, why did the Gemara assume this is speaking about Sheolach Harisha Bo'imed Letviche, and we have to ask Akasha and Rabbe, because if you'll say it's not speaking about Doni Sheolach Harisha Bo'imed Letviche, so why does he have to say Medvar Mamurim, and end up with a dafka case of that each one purchased their own shoyel, say, end up by shoyel lacharisha v'oimed letvicha. My love, pichsu mamish. Because so far, the b'shoyel lacharisha v'oimed letvicha, the makshin held that the Mishnah is speaking about Shoyel Acharishe Ba'oimed Letviche. Letviche Ba'oimed Letviche Maika Mashmala. So here Taisvis answers the Rishonim's Kasha. Can't be talking about Tviche Ba'oimed Letviche, that's Poshet, you go myself. Alabachi Agavna Ma'i, Utiyuvte the Ravam Nune, not the way Rashi says, Tiyuvte the Shmuel, Tiyuvte the Ravam Nune. Aisiri zuzi chadeti. So now Taisus explains this a little better. Shledas kein nishtatfu. There's a mutual understanding. Nishtatfu yachad. Shim lo yavichu. If there won't be any profits, elochilof amois. The only accomplishment that they will accomplish from their shutvis is that they ended up with better coins. Shebishvil revach muet kozeh by such a small. This is also a revach. La yakpido. Then they won't be makpid al kolechad vechad yikach cheshben mois. Then that is pshat in our Mishnah. That even though there's also a revach involved when it became chadati, but this revach muet that there was a mutual agreement, you go lefichesh ben moisa. V'hai chadati lav lafuki atiki, the bazov mechich bekama duchti di yishonim yaitzim beitzah yaitzim echadoshim. There are the older coins which are more yaitzim beitzah. Alafuki istere de tzenise shem yishonim yoisim idai. These are very old. Hodem rine per kame de bobe basre. Omale rav Yehude le ravune. Le didoch da amret lesloch dine de good oi ogut. Aces. There's a shayla, do we say good oi ogut? That means as follows. let's say you have two shutvim who invested in a, they purchase something that's ain baidin chalukim. And now they want to break up the shutvis. So Rav Yehuda seems to hold, you say good or ogud. Now you can't break up the shutvis, it's a davar shein baidin chalukim. So one of the shutvim can tie them either you'll buy it or I'll buy it, you give a price, and then one of us will buy it, we'll give a price, and one of us, whoever offers to buy it, will get the whole thing. So that's how it is. So that's the oifen how they could sever the shutfis. But Rav Yehuda said to Rav Huna that you don't know the good they are good. So let me ask you a shaila. B'chir u'poshut. Shiniach lem avien eved u'behemet meya. The father left over, let's say, an eved. And he left over two children. One is a b'chir, one is a poshut. Is keitzat hein oisin. So what do you do now? You don't say good or you're good. So when you can't cut up the eved into two-thirds and one-third, so what do you do? Amalai shani oimer oved laze yom echod laze shnei yomim. She make a halukas hayomim. That you can't. She make a halukas hayomim. It'll work for him 2 days. Umak she Rabbeinu tam zatzal, amai kashalei mibcheir poshut. Likshalei mishneyem pshutim. I mean, it seems the Gemara was unaware of a chalukas yomim. So if the Gemara was unaware of a chalukas yomim, so the Gemara held, so you can't make a chaluka with an eved. So if you can't make a chaluka with an eved, so the same kash is a poshut to poshut. Ba'ima Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam said, Shneim Shutim Nichalei. He knew of Chalukas Yomim. This wasn't such an Iluyisha Einfall that you can make Chalukas Yomim. Shiavid Lazei Yemech, and that's a fair Chalukim. A fair division. Avo Bebcheir Poshet Koshalei. Shim Yavid HaPoshet Yemechot Vabcheir Shnei Yomim. If the Bcheir has 2 days to use the abbot, and the posh only has 1 day, so the b'chir is deriving more than 2/3 of what the posh is getting. For example, shim yesh ir rechoike mimahalach yemecho. Let's say there's a city that in order to get to the city, it takes more than a day's journey to get to the city. But that city is mamish, you can buy, can purchase bargains. Is poshut she'ein leishus ala yoymechot yuchaleilechshot. So the poshut who has the yevet for only 1 day, so this revach of going more than a day and purchasing the bargains in this ir rochaik is, by him it's not shaykh. Va'bacher sheyesh leishuhu shnei yomim, ha'iluch shomim istake kama v'kama yoysim in ha'posh. That was pshat in the Gemara's kash. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam said a shtik teire to explain the Gemara in Baba Basra, which Be'emerson has no shaykhs at all with us. But Tosis brought this down, the Rebbe Meforish. And that Rebbe set up shat in that Gemara, which has a shaykhs with us. The Lachi Kashalei, B'chair U'poshet, Mishum Shoy L'charishe, V'ayim L'charishe, L'kuli Yalma Ascha L'emtza. B'shemochi porech, keitzad yasu. That was the Gemara's kasha. It was a shayla charisha, was an eved lavoidim. So here our Gemara says that shneim chilkim b'shove. So fact the Gemara, so how is the bchir going to get pishnai? So the Gemara is saying, in other words, that even in the Revochim of Charisha, you go Boso Ma'oseya. That's what the Gemara answers. Not like our Gemara L'chayre. So Fakert, the Makshin asked from our Gemara, the Tarzan says, it's not Doime to our Gemara. If two people enter a shutfis together, so we assume that the, since they needed the hishtatfis of both shutfim, of both participants, in order to acquire the share, so we say that adaiti dahochin ishtatfu, that the revochim will be divided up equally. Avol gabi b'choyer deloy shayach haitaim. Here there was no mutual understanding. Not they were mishtatif together. The father died, and all of a sudden he got two chalokim, and he got one chalik. So that's the shakla v'tayin in the Gemara. The Gemara differentiates between ashutvis hanasa midashneim. So then we say that is mistomer how they wanted to make the chalukah. They wanted to make the chalukah that it should be an equal chalukah, since without me we would be unable to purchase the share, so that's the mutual understanding that we'll divide equally. But a chalut, and the Gemara, so the Gemara held to a b'cheir and poshe, the b'cheir is going to lose that. So the Gemara said, no. That's afka chalukah that was made midashneim, but a chalukah that the Rabbi Nishlom was misavim, the father died, then take you go, the female is saying. So that's why Tosis brought down this Gemara, to in Baba Basra, the whole Gemara dreitzich with our Gemara. We had mentioned the Shitas HaRishonim, which are Chaylik on Rashi, and they hold that according to Rav Amnune, Sheir L'Tviche, Bo'imed L'Tviche, you also are Chaylik B'Shovet. So the Ritva says as far as Mishum de Mazle de Beitrei Odev Uschoron Nisrabe Gamkei Mipnei Chelkoi Hamuet. That means if you have a bailus of two shutfim, the Hatzloche of what's going to happen with this shoel, will it get fatter? Won't it get fatter? Everything is dependent on the Bailim, and therefore, so both of them are contributing into what will happen to the Guf HaSheir. So Mamele, that is why the Yischilkin Bishol. Now let us start the next Mishnah. Anusugya. Mi shahaya nasui dalid noshim. A person has four wives, umeis, and he died. And these four wives, they were married at different times. And now the one that will be goyved iksubit. Areshayne kaidemes lishniye. So the first one is goyved iksubit before the second one. She's a baal chay mukdim. So she's goyve before the shniya, which is a baal chay meucha. Shniya l'shlishes l'revis. Fine. V'rishayna nishbas l'shniya. Now, before the Rishayna is Goyve, so the Shniya can be Teveya Ashvua from her. Ishtabali, you should swear that you as yet did not get paid your ksube. Now, what is pshat in this? Who's the Shniya? Who's talking to her? What's her business? No, the Shniya says, it's very much my business. I don't know how much. Maybe I do know. Our mutual husband didn't leave over too much money. If you're going to take your ksuba, who knows what'll be left for me? So memele, I suggest why yizicha that tanshim said right. You have a schus kdime to be given the ksuba, but let's be mevare before you take the ksuba. Let's be mevare that you deserve a ksuba. Maybe you got paid already the ksuba. So the shniya could be mashbia the rishayne. That's rishayne nishbas lishniya. Ushniya lishlishis. The shniya swears to the shlishis if she says ishtabali. Ushlishis lirevius. Varevius nifrash shaloi bishur. The fourth one, so she doesn't have to swear to the first three wives, because they got the ksuba already. I let her have to swear to the Yisaimim. Sarashi says that he holds that the whole din abolifra minichs Yisaim lifra el b'shuz dafke by Yisaimim ktanim, and this is Yisaimim b'daylam. So Mamela, the fourth isha is nifra shaloi b'shuah. Benanis Oimer, she's going to gain because she's the last one. Afile Sivcha Ella Bishua. Let us see Rashi so far. Harishainen Nishbas Lishniya. Mshniya Tayenes. If the Shniya is tining, Hoyul Vaat Bos Little Trile. You're taking first. Ishavili Shalegavisa Mishal Bali Klum. Swear you weren't gave anything yet. Maybe there won't be left over enough for me. So your gviya is affecting me. So memele, swear. I can be teveya a shvua. I'm shlishis, I'm a kain lishniya, revius lishlishis. Ava revius nifra shalai bishvua. Chigoin sha yisaimim gdoilim, ksava raitane, kyomer rabonam. Abolipora minichse yisem lifra la bishvue, bisemim ktanim omri veloi bigdoilim. Afiloi sifra, but Benane said that no. Big mama forish bluktai b'may, what is the machloikis, Benanis and the Tanakama? Zotze mishnevaita, hoyu yoitzois kulon biyoimecha. Which means, in other words, that the all were written on the same day. All four women. The Zman the Ksub is on the same day. Kol ha-koydemis l'chavata afilo sha'achas zochso. But if in the Ksub is written shoyis, on sin Yerushalayim, v'kacho yukoyis v'm Yerushalayim shoyis. In Yerushalayim, when they wrote the Ksub, they were not mistapik just to write the date. They wrote the hour of the Ksivas HaKsubah. So Memele, if one Isha HaKsubah was 3 o'clock and the other was 4 o'clock, so Memele, so the one that was written 3 o'clock, she has a Din Kedima. Hayakulon Yoitzis B'Shoachas, all was one show, Ve'ein Sham Elamone, there's only one Mone, Chilkeis B'Shoach. Then all of them divide equally. Sogt Rashi, Hayukulam Yoisis Biyoim Echot Kloimal. The Loshna is very difficult. Yoitzais Biyoim Echot. Yoitzais Lofoneinu. That means we just saw now all the Ksubits. Umalamdais Shekulonu, and they're teaching us Shekulonichta Biyoim Echot. That means the first time we see the Ksubit, we see that it was all written in one day. That's right. Yoitzeis b'yoyim echad. The melamde shekol nichtavu b'yoyim echad. Hayekulon
Yaitzeis b'yemecha, kloima, yaitzeis lefoneinu, we just saw now the ksubis of all four women, umelamdeis, and when we observe these ksubis, we learn from them, shekula nichtavu b'yemecha. Like edemis lechavito, sha'achas, b'ksubos, hozochse, imashois meforoshis b'soichan. If the hours are written in the ksubis, and b'achas kos to be employing in b'sho shlishis, the third hour of the day, we have a machlokes benanis and the chachomim. If the fourth isha has to swear before she's going with the ksube, what is the machlokes? Benanis says she does have to swear, but Tanakamol she does not have to swear. Omar Shmuel. So the Shmuel said, it's speaking about as follows. Kigoin, shenimtzeis achas mehem sode she'enei shaloi. These three women who were goiva already the exubit, we just found out that one of them, who was goiva the karke for her exubit, this karka never belonged to her husband. It was stolen goods. It was a stolen karka. So Memela, let us say for practical purposes, let's say the third isha found out that it's a stolen karka. So Memela, so she has to be gave her ksuba. She didn't get a ksuba yet. Now the nigzol is not here yet, but he's on his way. So she needs to be goiva a ksube. Now, the fourth one wants to take the ksube for herself. So now, ube balchoiv mu'ucha shekodam v'gova kemiflegi. Now, the machloikis benanis and the tanakama is, if a balchoiv mu'ucha was goiva, can the Baal Chayv Mugdim be Torah from him? We heard already in the beginning of the Perek, the Shaila, we mentioned the Svara is that you could be Torah because since I'm a Baal Chayv Mugdim, Safilu, you were Goive, even though now it's yours, but I still have a Shibud on this Karka, so I can be Torah from you. A Baal Chayv Mu'ucher is not worse than Lekuches, that you can be Goyve from Lekuches. So that's, or maybe not, maybe they made a Takone by a Baal Chayv Mu'ucher. A Baal Chayv Mu'ucher shekodam v'gove kamifli. The Machlokes is of a Baal Chayv Mu'ucher was Goyve, what is the din? Can you take it away from him? Yes or no. Tanikame sovo mashe gove loy gove. It's, you can take it away from them. So Mamel the Tanikama holds that let's say the third Isha found out her kalke is a kalke gzula. In 2 weeks the nigzul is going to come. He's going to take away the kalke. So it comes out that and now the fourth Isha wants to be goive the karka for herself. The fourth karka, which the husband left over, which wants to be goive for herself. So the Tanakama holds, why should the fourth Isha have to swear? She's going to swear that what? That I didn't get paid. Why does she have to swear? As soon as the nigzel comes, so it comes out that the third Isha never got paid her ksube, because this wasn't a, it was a stolen karka. So she's going to go to the fourth, she's going to go to the fourth Isha and be gave it from the fourth Isha. So why should she be mechayev the fourth Isha shvua? That means it was gate on. She got a ksube, she didn't get a ksube. It was gate meron. The kark is going to come to me. She's taking it now. Let her take it now, Gesundheit. But I'll take it away from her. So she doesn't have to swear to me. The whole chiyuv shvuah is We said, Fakert, if the first one's taking, but the first one taking, maybe there won't be enough for the second one. So in the middle of the first, here's the swear to the second. Then there's a swear, because your taking might hurt me. So be mevarer that you deserve to take. But the other way around, if the fourth one, afilu she takes, but the minute my karka will be taken away from me, I can be goyve from the fourth one. So she's not taking anything away from me. So why should she have to swear? I'm going to take it away side by side. Well, benanisova ma she gove gove. Benanisova's not. Balchoy mu'ucha she gove ma she gove gove. So memele, so she's taking now. And when she takes, it's going to belong to her. So memele, so alkaponim, the least I can do is swear that you deserve a ksuba, swear you didn't get paid. So therefore the third one could be mechayiv, the fourth one, a shvuah. That is the machloikis. Now, just we should keep calm. There's a murdike kash in Tosfos. Tosfos asks that, what shot she's going to be goyve, so let the third one say, Anshuldik Rebetzin, I'm a Balchoy Mugdim, please don't take it to begin with. Why do we say she should take it and she should swear? She should tell her don't take it to begin with. Okay, that's Tosfos Akasha, but let's forget about that. Kasha, and that's the machlekes between Tanakam and Benanus. Rav Nachman omar Rabba Barabue. No, the kulalme mashe gove loy gove. Let us see Rashi first. Kvenchim sachsen na sholi sodois she govu gimul noshim rishayne sodois shayne sholoi. She noida she gozlo. We found out now that this is a stolen karka. V'soiv she yevoyu bailim. The owner, the nigzel, is going to come, the yitlua mimeno, and they can take it away from her. Chshebo revius ligvais ksuboso misode, misodei revius bozu, vaimedes loima, lumocha yovi a nigzel, the yitel sodeihu miyodiv, nimceisi karachas. So I won't have a field, retaini shetish bi shalegavis ksubosaich bechayi ebal. Let's find out if you're entitled to get this ksub. Ababan the machlekes is toli bal choy mucha shekodem vegova kamiflugi tanakama sova ma shegova loigo. Hilkach, lomo tishova, im yove anigzel ve yitroiv mizu, if the tachser hi ala revis, ותיטל ממנו מה שגובסו, נבלו רביס בלחוי מאוחו. בנה נסו במה שגוב וגוב, ונשליש עשרה זה עשו, לפי כך יכול לו להשביע. That was the first mahalach, and that's how Shmuel explained the machlekes. Rav Nachman אומר רבא ברבו, no, the kulal ממה שגוב ולוי גוב. So memele, there's no problem, a filler shall take, so shall take. There's no problem. V'hoche b'chayshinon shema tachsif kamiflegi. But I'm afraid, if she'll take, till the third one will be goyve the karka, she can make a mess out of this karka, and she could make it worth, she could be mazik this karka. So memele, so giving it into our hands is also not so posh. Even though I'll be able to take it away from later, but till I take it away, who knows what she can do to the karka? She could make the karka worth much less. Ma'asova chayshinon shema tachsiv, ma'asova loy chayshinon shema tachsiv. Now let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. The kulal me mashe gove loy gove. Ushvue de benanis time am I. So why did, according to benanis, why do you have to swear? What does it bother you? She did get paid. She didn't get paid. As soon as the cock will be taken away from the third isha, she'll be gave it from her. וכסוב החיישין אין שם התחסב או רבי יסעזייס הססודי שיגוי זה. That she'll make the karka worth much less. Why should she do this? The chichozi deloy mashbi'in in law. She'll see if you're not mashbi'a. Now, everyone, when they took a karka, she saw you had a swear, be mavara, but you never got paid. And by her, she wants the karka, and they give her a smile, take the karka, gives them to hate. And all of a sudden, she starts thinking, why is everyone so nice to me? All of a sudden, So Mamela, she knows why, not just that they like her. It's not going to be by her. Why should she swear? It's only a mice of a week, and it's going to be taken away from you. So the whole thing gets nicht up. No, so she hears already what she's getting. So whatever she can eat, she can eat. She'll chap a rein, whatever she can, she won't be interested at all in being mashbiach the karka. She won't be interested in the way she's using the karka will become worth less. The vial, I have it for a few weeks, let me chap a rein. So memele, we'll see in a minute. Tanakame lechayish l'shematachs. Tanakame is not chayish l'shematachs. No, why should you think of such a thing? Now, lechayre, we could learn two ways in Benanis. And it's, we'll see in Taisvis, the Mirz Hashem, that these two ways. We could learn. The Svara Bananas is like this. The Svara Bananas is that giving this woman the karka till it be taken away is also giving something, because when it's going to be biyodo, she'll use the karka without taking into consideration that her usage is making the karka worthless. So on this hefsid, so now I'm giving it to her because the Nigzel didn't take it away. So that's why she's taking it now. But her taking is a potential taking away from the third one. Because if she'll be massive the Kalkas, so the third one's going to lose out. So I'll kuponim on, so before we give it into your hands, let's be mevare if we owe you a ksuba. Maybe you got paid already the ksuba. You're not giving her anything. It's kabbalah kach pelta. You're giving then, you get it back. So why should she have to swim? It's gay fun. She did get paid. She didn't get paid. But if you chayish v'shem matachsev, so you take a giving cup. The beer and the marm shiv says it's an interesting pshat in Rashi. That's not pshat. No, pshat is, Rashi said it's a very modern vote over here. That why are we chai Yishem Matachsev? Because this woman is going to ask a kasha. Why am I different than all other women? All other women have to swear, and I don't have to swear. And because of that, she'll figure out the reason. And therefore, you know, and if she knows the reason, she'll be Tachsev. So Benanda said, so let's make she shouldn't have the kasha. When before she wants to take the karka, we'll tell her swear. So Mamela, swear? So, listen, taking the karka, you have to swear. Oh, you have to swear. So then she realizes she's going to keep the karka. If you swear, but somehow she's going to keep the karka. She swears. She keeps the karka. The nigzel comes the next week. We take it away from her. But she wasn't machsev. So Mamela, the Shvue is not to prevent the hezek of Tachzik, that it's also taking away. If she swears, so it won't be Tachzik. That's how the Maram Shif learns Pshat. It's Negev Pshat in Taisvis. Now, let's just see the third Mahalach. Abaye Oma, Abaye said, the Machloikis, of the Tanakam and Benanis is Da Abaye Keshisha Ike Binayu. Machloikis is in the Yesod of what Abaye Hazokin said. The Tani Abaye Keshisha Yesoimim Sha'omru. That what it says, Haboli Pora Minichse Yesoimim Lo Yifra Elo Bishvue. G'doylem, afilu by yisaymim g'doylem, you have to swear before your goyve. Ve'ein tzorech loyma k'tanim. K'tanim, aladik, this you have to swear. Is tanikam, some emele, so it comes out, according to Abaye K'shisha, so the revius has to swear not because of the first three noshim. They're taken care of, they were goyve the k'subet. But she has to swear for the Yisayimim. What do you mean? It's Aboli from Nichsi Yisayimim. Is Tanikam less late the Baye Kishish, the way Rashi said in the Mishnah. And our Mishnah is speaking about Yisayimim Gdoilim and Yisayimim Gdoilim. You don't have to swear. So he says, so forget from the Yisayimim, you don't have to swear. And from the other three Noshim, you're not taking away from them. They got paid already. The bananas is laid by a kashisha, so you have to swear because of the yisaimim. So trashi, the by kashisha, kibnai, the yisaimim boim lash biyo, the yisaimim aboim lash biyo, boim lash biyo, leibinim se sada shayne, shaloi mairi, it's not speaking about such a case, yisaimim shabo aboli, poga mehem, lifra la bishvua, af begdoilem omru.